In this module, we are going to begin looking at capital allowances. Capital allowances is quite a complex topic, so we are going to break this down into bite-sized chunks. So instead of one module covering capital allowances, we're going to spread it over two modules. So where do capital allowances sit in the trading profit computation? Capital allowances are deducted as a trading expense before reaching the final trade profit assessment. These are the replacement for depreciation, the taxman's depreciation, if you like, which puts everyone on an equal footing. The first problem that we have with calculating capital allowances, though, is that the definition of plant and machinery is not terribly clear. Not all assets are able to have capital allowances claimed on them. The general rule is that you can't claim unless there's an exception that tells you that you can. And there's some grey areas with this. In fact, the whole topic is largely filled with grey areas. So we need to build a definition of plant machinery based on case law. And that's one of the things you'll notice about this module is quite a lot of it is based on case law. So machinery is not defined in statute or case law. So we use the everyday accepted definition of machinery, typically a device or assembly of interconnected, fixed and movable parts, which transmits force to do useful work and often, but not always, has a power supply. So that's our definition of machinery. That seems fairly straightforward. Plant, though, this is where we have to start looking to case law. So the case that we're going to initially look at is Yarmouth versus France, 1887. And Yarmouth versus France made it clear that something that is not used for carrying on the business is not plant. It also made it clear that plant excludes stock in trade. The final words of this quotation here also makes it clear that business premises are not plant because they are not goods or chattels employed in carrying on the business. Rather, they are the place in which the business is conducted. So the test of whether an item is apparatus used in the carrying on a business is sometimes called the functional test. And it was set out in another piece of case law, Benson versus the Yard Arm Club Limited. In that case, it was said that the functional test provides the criterion to be applied. Is the subject matter, the apparatus, or part of the apparatus involved? Things and structures can't be plant. It can include motor vehicles, reference books, furniture, computers and software, but it must have an active rather than passive function in the business. So a condition that has to be satisfied for an asset to be plant in a business is that it needs to be kept for permanent employment in that business. There was another case law of Hinton versus Madden in Ireland, where knives and lasts that had an average of 3 years lifespan were used by a shoemaker and they were held to be plant. So you should accept that an asset that has an expected life of 2 or more years, sometimes called the 2-year test, is sufficiently durable to be plant. As said in this Benson versus the Yard Arm Club, the company claimed that plant and machinery allowances could be claimed on an old ship that was adapted for use as a floating restaurant. The capital allowances claim was refused It was argued that the ship was the structure within which the restaurant trade was carried on, rather than the apparatus with which it was carried on. And in the Court of Appeal, the Lord Justice Templeton said that he could see no distinction between a restaurant on the Thames and a fish and chip shop in Bethnal Green. Both acted as premises in which the trade is carried on. And in another Court of Appeal judgment, the Lord Justice Shaw said that any characteristic of plant appears to be that it is adjunct to the carrying on the business and not the essential site or the core of the business itself. The third Court of Appeal judgment, Lord Justice Templeton said, if and only if land, premises or structures, in addition to their primary purpose, perform the function of plant, in that they are the means by which trade operations is carried out, the land, premises and structures could be treated as plant. But he later made it clear that premises only become plant if they function as plant. So it should be noted that the functional test is not whether an asset has a function. All business assets have functions. The functional test is whether the asset functions as apparatus used in carrying on the activities of the business. For example, an asset that functions as the business premises is not plant. It's not apparatus used in the carrying on the activity of the business. So hopefully that is a bit more clear to you about what plant and machinery actually is. We'll tend to deal with more common and less open to interpretation things, both in this course and probably in the real world. It's rare that you'll come across things that are borderline in plant machinery now, as most of it has been argued and there is case law for most now.